The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Beloved, we are serving a living God. We are in the last days. And in these last days, God is coming closer than ever. I say God is coming closer than ever. Tonight, as we gather here,
and you may say, Shim Wahei.
I am just inspired to read Psalm 107. Psalm 107 is about the history of how God delivered Israel from Egypt. The whole of Psalm 107. So when you find time, you read. The whole of Psalm 107 is the history of how God delivered Israel from Egypt. Say, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. I'm reading from the NIV. Let the redeemed of the Lord say this. Those he redeemed from the hand of the foe, those he gathered from the lands, from east and west, from north and south. Some wandered in desert wastelands, finding no water to a city where they could settle. They were hungry and thirsty, and their lives ebbed away. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them from their distress. He led them by a straight way to a city where they could settle. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for men. For he satisfies the thirsty and fills the hungry with good things. Some sat in darkness and the deepest gloom, prisoners suffering in iron chains, for they had rebelled against the words of God and despised the counsel of the Most High. So he subjected them to bitter labor. They stumbled and there was no one to help. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them from their distress. He brought them out of darkness and the deepest gloom and broke away their chains. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for men. For he breaks down the gates of bronze and cuts through bars of iron. Let me just end at verse 16. But when you have time, you just read through Psalm 107. It's a summary of how God brought the Israelites out of Egypt. And the things that God did on their way to the promised land. I want you to know that as a child of God, everything that happens in your life, from the day you accept Christ, it did not just happen. God permitted it to teach you lessons, to reveal himself, and to show you your weakness. To show you your limitations. What did I say? I am just saying that Psalm 107 is a summary of God's, how God delivered Israel out of Egypt. And what they went through, the challenges they faced, and how God intervened, because they cried unto the Lord. And And I made a statement that the moment you become born again, nothing just happens to you. Everything that comes your way, every challenge, every difficulty, even Satan's attacks, they are permitted by God. Your delays, even your mistakes, there are some things I have gone through in life. I've said some things to God.
So far, can send me brave.
Even recently.
Nansenyampo.
But I thank God that He has given me a wife.
Then yami asa sawaman e yiria.
Please, those of you who are not yet married.
Mo
I beg you.
Osreya.
Your prayer should be.
Osem.
God.
Say rade.
Give me somebody.
Mami obia.
Who falls in your purpose for my life? Who falls in your assignment for me?
Look,
some of you who are still being delayed in marriage, it is because of God's purpose and assignment. There are men there, there are women there, but not every, even in the church, they are there. But not everyone falls in God's purpose and assignment for you. I'm telling you. That is why we must try to know God's assignment and purpose for us. Honestly, God has given me a woman who just, fell into His purpose and assignment for me. So that even in the days of difficulties, some few days ago, I was just telling God, why are you allowing this? Look, even when you make mistakes, He knew. But why didn't He deliver you? I was asking God, and I've asked Him, why didn't you deliver me from this? Have I made a mistake? Have I taken a wrong step? God will not answer. Meanwhile, you prayed before. God, you are not hearing anything. I don't know whether you've been there before. You are not just hearing anything. But you know, how will you know God? It is through those things. How He brings you out. So you see, God will allow you to go through things. To reveal Himself to you. To reveal His glory to you. To reveal your human limitations. That as a human being you are limited. And to reveal the wickedness of the enemy. That was why Job went through what he went through. Anytime you read the book of Job, it is for you to see God, to experience God, to experience human limitations and the wickedness of the enemy. That is why we should not rely on ourselves, but we must always rely on God. Amen.
Amen.
The Israelites were said, we came to a place where there was no water. We went through a trackless land, a place where there is no path. You can't see the way. Nobody has passed there. You are just going. No food. But the Lord showed Himself. so that your faith is built.
Amen.
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 And so sometimes when I ask God these questions, then she will just speak a word. And that word settles it. I said that word settles it. May God give you a man like that. May God give you a woman like that. If you are already married, may God turn your husband to be like that. May God turn your wife to be like that. That is why we need to invest. We need to invest a lot of prayer in marital relationship. If you don't invest, you don't get to. I'm telling you, not only prayer, invest to study, to watch, invest time before the Lord, and the best will appear to you. The person will not be an angel. The person will still be a human being. So even as we continue to thank the Lord, when we come before the Lord in thanksgiving and worship, you know, we don't worship God because we feel Him. You don't feel God. You don't feel God. You worship God or you serve God by faith. You don't feel Him. Yes, by faith. By what His word says. By what He has done. Look, night has come. Who caused night to come?
It's
God. Has Satan been able to stop it? After some hours, light will come, the sun will shine. Who caused it to happen? Is it not God? Do you know what I've been telling Satan these days? I say, get out of this place. Have you ever stopped the sun from shining? Have you ever stopped the night from coming? Get out! Anytime you read Job 38 to 42, after Job has complained and said so many things, God said, Job, praise yourself. Rise. Up. Let me talk to you. Where were you when I laid the foundation of the earth? When I commanded the sea, that is how far you come. The sea. What did God use to block the sea? What do you use to block rivers? Is it not rocks? Rocks. What are they using at Kitab to build the Kitab defense? Is it not rocks? Is it not rocks? But what did God use to block the sea? Sand. Sand. Human beings are using rocks. But God used sand. But that sand is not just the sand. Do you know what is controlling the sand? The word.
He
said, the sea. You will not cross this sand. That's all. You will not cross. And that is it. Beloved, when we come before the Lord, we should tell Him what He can't tell Himself. We should tell him what he has done. And what he can do. What he has done. And what he can do. What he has done. And what he can do. That is why God allow you to go through your challenges. So every challenge becomes a reference point. The late Mama Agatha in this church. Dickie Martin's mother.
Dickie Martin, Emma, me.
What Daddy Anthony, the late Daddy Anthony did to that woman.
Papa Anthony, away from court,
after Mama church, Agatha, evening service.
So
when she gets home,
so Odu Fia,
she will be welcomed with slaps. Slaps, back, back, back. That Daddy Anthony you saw there, who became a deacon before you died.
And Anthony, obey here.
Slaps, back, back, back. The woman will not say anything. She will just kneel down and start to worship God. Why she's worshiping,
the man
is beating her. Daddy Anthony will be kicking her, slapping her. One day, they were in the classroom, K4 up there. Service was going on. Sometimes, so service will be going. She just ask an usher that he wants to see Mama Agatha. The woman will just come out, back, 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 slap her, and then enter into his car. He's gone. How many of you met Mama Agatha and Daddy Anthony? How many of you here know who I'm talking about? Uh-huh. Yes. But one day, when he went, he was going to do slapping again. As he was standing there, at that time, the preacher that made an altar call, if you are here, you haven't given your life to Jesus.
Today,
Anthony just walked from the back. That
time,
Mama Agatha doesn't know that Daddy Anthony was around. Before Mama Agatha realized that the Anthony was kneeling down in front.
Hey,
what has happened? And the day that the Anthony received the Holy Spirit, he spoke in tongues for 3 days. When he entered the toilet, rakatakata, people hear him, rakatakata. You see, it's a compound house. It was only one toilet. So when he enters there, nobody else can go. Sitting there, rakatakata, ika, ika kako lakata. 3 days, he was under arrest. Let me tell you, everyone that is persecuting you today, there is an arrest waiting for them. There is a Holy Ghost arrest waiting for them. Look, from that day, Daddy Anthony became the best. Look, you, those of you knew him. If Daddy Anthony doesn't come to church, two things. Either he has traveled outside Accra for a funeral or he's sick. Only these two. Daddy Anthony was the first in church, taught Sunday school, became a deacon. And the two of them, they died within 3 months. Mama Agatha died after 3 months. Daddy Anthony died.
Now, Daddy Anthony is free.
But before they died, the Lord just begged. You see, look, I know when people are going to die. I know those who are going to die. I know. I tell my wife, I say, next year, 1, 2, 3, or so, so, and so. I tell her. I was just there one time in November when it occurs to me that, it is time. November, let us honor Daddy Anthony and Mama Agatha. So we had a nice service. And we did some certificate and plaque for them. We celebrated them in November. The next year, April. How many months? November to April is how many months?
Five.
The the fifth month, Mama Agata died.
Mama Agata free mo.
You see?
Mm-hmm. Musha.
That's how you should be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is real. You people are living in the flesh, so you are missing him. April, May, June, July. Daddy Anthony is also gone.
Daddy Anthony is free.
And I know that they are in the bosom of Abraham. Tonight, we have 1, 2, 3. Within these 15 minutes, I want the choir to come, the singers to come. They should come and lead us. Beloved, we just want to thank God. We want to say, thank. Look, do you know two testimonies that I've received? How the key of David is working. Somebody sent some items from the United States to somebody. For some days now, the items cannot be located. The items were not being released. And this madam from the United States who has been following our podcast, she couldn't follow this morning's one. But she has set her phone in such a way that from 6 o'clock, it will record our podcast. So when she couldn't follow it alive, she decided to play what has been recorded. And she heard about the key of David. She said, in the name of Jesus, with the key of David, let the key of David locate the item I have sent. Let the key of David release the item I have sent. Within 30 minutes, the sister called her. The item has been located. The item has been released. And as I speak, there is another testimony about what the key of David has done today. That one is too big. It's too deep. I won't attempt to say it now. One of the key of David is worship. One of the key of David is thanksgiving. How did they take Jericho? The walls of Jericho.
David,
six cars can drive on it. Six cars, six lanes. Six lanes can drive on it. How did the wall of Jericho collapse? How did it collapse? Singing a marching round. Worship, thanksgiving is a key of David. Sometimes when you come before the mountain, just lift up your hands and say, Lord, look, see the God behind the mountain. See the God that is higher than the mountain. That is why his name is God Most High. Elohim. Elohim, God Most High. The strong one. Let the singers take over. Take us through right now. Onyami kokroko baby. Onyami kakraka baby. Onyami kokroko. Onyami kakraka. And it's onyami kokroko baby. Onyamika,
Se kota mfukwa
Do you know what annoys the devil and shuts him down? And that thing also provokes God. When before the challenge, in spite of your difficult situation, You lift up your hands to the Lord and say, Lord, you are still God. You are still king. Even in this fire, even in this river, even in these waters, even in this suffering, even in this delay, even in this shame. You haven't changed.
What's the sign?
Look, that annoys. Look, it shuts the devil down. It shuts him down. And it provokes heaven. That this is a genuine worship. This is a genuine worship. I just want you in just a minute say something to God right now. From the depth of your heart. Don't ask God anything. SSA, Yeda. Wow. Beloved, I want you to be inspired about this. That only God has the final say in your life. Only God has the final say. Listen to me. Look, your traveling has been approved. Amen. But you may go for the visa, they may reject you. They may reject you 10 times. Don't look at the rejection. Celebrate the end result. Because it has already been approved. That rejection may be for a purpose. Your marriage has already been approved. Number one, man may come and disappoint you. Number two may disappoint you. Number three may disappoint you. It may be for a purpose. It may be for a purpose. No power can change what God has established. Father, we thank you. Father, we bless you. We acknowledge that you are God. Thank you, Lord. We celebrate your goodness and mercy. Lord, you know how much we can endure. Now we say, take over. Now we say, take charge. Now we say, manifest yourself and your glory. Thank you, Lord. We bless you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Put your hands.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, Please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.